Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week 3 of the March 2015 celestial timings. And this week, of course, features the total solar eclipse, new moon at 29 Pisces 27, just about 12 hours before the exact equinox. The other big feature of this week will be the new moon Pisces solar eclipse. It's a total solar eclipse. And on March 19th, the day before the exact eclipse, the moon will be at perigee, just 14 hours before the eclipse. Now, the reason this is significant is because that when the moon is at perigee, it is at closest point to the earth. Whenever the moon is closest to the earth, the tides are always highest because it has a magnetic pull on the tides of the earth, on the waters of the earth. It also can affect weather patterns. When the moon is at perigee and also at a new moon or a full moon, then it can activate the tides even higher. So those two factors coming together creates a bigger effect. And this is something that is now being referred to in literature that you might see, Sky and Telescope, EarthSky.org. They've been talking about this as the super moon or super new moon or super full moon when the moon is also at perigee within a few hours of the exact new moon or full moon point. This is the third perigee moon, new moon that we've had this year. We had one in January, one in February, and this is the third one. And it's also happening with an eclipse, so we've got that coming together. Now, when the sun and the moon and the earth line up in a certain way, it's called a syzygy. So we've got a perigee, meaning the moon is closest to the earth. We've got a syzygy, meaning the sun, the moon, and the earth are in a direct alignment, and it's creating a total solar eclipse that will happen on March 20th. And could very much affect the tides. Now, this particular eclipse is only going to last for about an hour. It will be visible in parts of Greenland, the Faroe Islands, and that's up by Norway, Greenland, and Scotland. So there's not a lot of places that it's going to be visible. Parts of it may be visible in Africa, Europe, and Asia, but probably not in the United States. The duration of totality is only about 12 minutes. It's not a long eclipse. And part of this is because we'll also have a total lunar eclipse. It's very unusual to have a total solar eclipse followed by a total lunar eclipse, or a total lunar eclipse followed by a total solar eclipse, because usually you get a partial. If one's total, the other one's partial. But this is does happen about every 11 years per century, as I described in the written version of the timings. So on March 20th, the exact new moon will be at 2:36 a.m. Pacific time, or 5:36 a.m. Eastern time. It's a Pisces new moon eclipse, and just like the last new moon, was at 2957 Aquarius, I think, something like that. It was just 6 seconds before it went into Aquarius. We have a very late degree new moon in Pisces, and it's in the last minutes of Pisces. So, well, let's see, 27. It's about a half a degree, and the moon moves about a half a degree per hour. So at 3:28 a.m., the moon will move into Aries. And then the sun will move into Aries about 12 hours later, around 3:45 p.m. on March 20th. So we're still well within the power of this new moon eclipse that has taken place, activated on this point of the near the zero Aries point, where we had the Venus-Mars conjunction in February. So this is very significant to have Venus and Mars come together in sacred union near the first degree of Aries that happened in February. On the 21st of February, they were exactly together, in a sacred union. And now we have this Pisces new moon that is just a half a degree from being exactly zero Aries in the eclipse, with an eclipse in the equinox window. And so what does that mean? Well, a new moon, of course, is always a seed point, a conception point, a time when, from a collective perspective, there's something new being seeded into the collective consciousness. And in the very last minutes of Pisces, this could, and, you know, just as the it we're beginning, we're moving into the equinox time, it could be that there is a completion. This is just one way we could think about it, a completion of our sort of romance with the Pisces, being in the age of Pisces, not that we're moving into the age of Aries, because the actual equinox point is moving back towards the water bearer. And it doesn't really have to do with the sign of Aquarius, but it has to do with the constellation that's also named Aquarius. And because the sign of Aquarius happens, at zero Aquarius begins 30 days after the winter solstice. And then for the next 30 days, we have the sign of Aquarius. And then we have the sign of Pisces 60 days after the winter solstice. And for the next 30 days, we have Pisces until we get to the spring equinox. And that's zero Aries. So these signs are seasonal. They have to do with the seasonal cycle. And in fact, the sun rises under the circlet of the fish currently when it's rising at the equinox time. If you look at star maps, that's exactly where it is, right underneath the circlet of the fish. But also in the zone of the water droplets from the water bearer. So if we were really going to name constellations more appropriately, we might name it, instead of the age of Pisces, we might call it the age of the fish, if we were using the spring equinox as the calibration point for ages. But in any case, we can think that this particular equinox, new moon, closest to the earth, powerful activation point, a portal that allows us to dream into the new dream. So something to know when the equinox is happening. And this is in one of the articles I've written about the equinox. I didn't actually put it in the written version of the timings, but if you click on the link that you'll find there, you can go read the deeper explanation. There is the equinox, a talk about the equinox energy. And what happens is the sun rises exactly due east and due west, no matter where you are on the planet, even if you're really far north or really far south. And the and there's a balance of day and night. It's equal number of hours of day and the equal number of hours of night. Also, no matter where you are on the planet. That's why it's called equinox, because it's the equal number of hours of day and night. It's that balance point and the seasonal place of balance between day and night. And so the sun traveling directly due east and due west and over the equator of the earth has the effect of lowering the magnetic field of the earth so that we have we can more easily contact other realms and dimensions. Now, you place a new moon with that, you place a perigee new moon with that, and you place a solar eclipse, which opens a portal, and it's an eclipse portal that will last until the total lunar eclipse that's happening in April. On April 4th. So we've got this 2-week window that's opening on the equinox with these powerful factors coming together. It's pretty mind-blowing to think about it. So we could think that perhaps, you know, if there are lords of time, if there are mysteries of time, if there are turnings of ages, if the importance of the equinox and solstice points aligned along the boundaries of the constellations that represent a new age, and the solstice being on the solstice points being on the galactic crosses, which has been really significant, but the the March equinox is aligned with the South Galactic Pole, and the September equinox is aligned with the North Galactic Pole. So not only do we have the solstices on the galactic plane, we have the equinoxes on the galactic poles, and we're adding the solar eclipse perigee moon to this factor. And so this is the you know, the sun opening the doorway, opening the portal, and an entrance into a place where something new can be revealed, some new insights, new imagery, new dreams, new possibilities being activated at this particular equinox point. So just something worth tuning into and paying attention to. And within hours after that happening at 4:14 a.m. on March 21st, the moon will occult Uranus. So it's like another eclipse. So it's like boom, boom, boom. We've got these powerful March 19th, the perigee moon, March 20th, the total solar eclipse at the equinox point, March 21st, the moon occulting Uranus. And this is the eighth time in the series of 15 that Uranus has been occulted. And again, this is like eclipses, because when there's an occultation taking place, the moon covers and uncovers either the planet or star. The moon is also going to occult Mars a few hours later, just about 12 hours later. So, and occultations are similar to eclipses in accelerating the intent of what is being energized at that particular time. So this is a very powerful 3-day window, very powerful portal to be open to pay attention to be setting intentions, to be working with ceremonially, to be open to guidance that may be coming through, to be paying attention. And it doesn't really stop there, because on March 22nd, we'll have the moon passing by Venus at the fourth gate, where she's reclaiming her heart chakra vestment. So this is sometimes referred to as the gate of compassion. And the vestment is a breastplate that she's retrieving. And so for those of you who are in the Venus return evening stars class, this would be the time to be doing your ceremonies and engaging with the meditation and some of the things that we have for you in that particular class. If you are in an 8-year from January 2014 to August of 2015, January 14, 2014 to August of 21st of 2015, you are in a personal Venus return. An 8-year meaning you turn 8, 16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80, 88, 96. If you're turning one of those ages in that time period, this is personal to you. And not only that, even if you're not, this is an extremely powerful window, because it's still within that energy. It's within the eclipse window. It's being framed by the eclipses. It's powerfully activated time period that was just the 3 days prior has opened this portal. And then, of course, the moon and Venus will further activate. And it's the energy of the heart energy. So, what is the energy of the heart that we can connect with, and that's being reclaimed now? Healthy expressions of love, and healthy expressions of self-love, as well as love of life, and love of others, and love for the planet, and love. You know how love is the primary essence of this reality that has been more or less not as prevalent or in our awareness or as easily connected to in the past. And so this energy is being amplified and accelerated in this window on this third week of March 2015.